let's assume that you got decent credit above 640 and you got a little bit of cash. Don't go out and spend it. Don't go drinking. Don't buy all these new stuff. Don't buy the new cars, things like that. Save your money. What do you do? First thing is buy some rentals.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Welcome, everybody, to the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo. Welcome. Thank you so much for listening, being a part of the podcast. So I want to take the next few minutes. I used to live in Cancun a while ago, about 8 years ago. I miss it every day. I want to go back. But what's the quickest way, or what's like a simple way to live in the beach, right? Just retire, hang out, just chill. People ask me all the time, hey, what should I do? Should I flip? Should I do this? Should I syndicate? Should I buy apartments, et cetera? Look, just to keep it super simple, right? I buy apartment buildings. I buy commercial property, mobile home parks, et cetera. And I used to buy a lot of single family. So podcast is not necessarily about multifamily or commercial or single family. It's just about real estate. So how can the ordinary person just, you know, live a good lifestyle? I mean, you can really, if you're in your 20s, man, good for you. If you got credit and it's a little bit of money, good for you. There's really no excuse, okay? No excuse. Heck, you can be in your 50s or 60s. If you got some money and you got some credit, there's no excuse. And if you don't have any money or credit, you just got to work a little bit harder and find somebody to sign your loan, give them some equity, split it up, 50-50, whatever you got to do. People ask me all the time, how should we split up a partnership? Well, what does your investor want? What do they want? I mean, what it comes down to, and how much are you willing to give up? Kind of pay your dues and be able to do it on your own. Maybe you got to fix your credit. Maybe you have to save some money for a down payment. So there's not, you know, you just got to work hard, right? Nothing's going to be given to you. But let's assume that you got decent credit above 640 and you got a little bit of cash, okay? Don't go out and spend it. Don't go drinking. Don't buy all these new stuff. Don't buy the new cars, things like that. Save your money. What do? First thing is buy some rentals. Single family. I mean, if you don't need the cash flow to survive, right? If you buy a single family and you're cash flowing a couple hundred bucks a month, if your HVAC goes out, well, guess what? You lost money that year because your HVAC can cost you $2,500, $3,500, $4,500. Depends. So if you're cash flowing $300 a month, that's $3,600 a year. Well, you didn't make money that year. That sucks for you. But the goal is to make some cash flow, even if you don't, you're not becoming wealthy with the cash flow, right? It's not paying your lifestyle at that time, but just get that first one done. And everybody talks about this 1% rule. If you pay $100,000 for a house, make sure you collect $1,000 worth of rent. That's a good rule. I mean, that's a decent rule. You can go to some parts of the Midwest, or even like I'm in North Carolina, you can go to the outskirts of Raleigh, like maybe an hour away, hour and a half away. You can definitely buy a house for $100,000 that'll give you $1,000 a month in rent. You can actually buy a house for like $50,000 and get like $750 a month in rent, or actually, you know, maybe $650. Yeah, $750. Depends where. It's just the area is not going to be the best. It's not going to be the most appreciated area. Your tenant base is not going to be the best, especially if they're paying, you know, $400, $500, $600 a month. But you can buy houses for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, put $20,000, $30,000 in them and rent them for $1,000. Okay. The only you want to buy a house for $100,000 and put $20,000 in it and it's worth $150,000. Ideally, that's what you want to do. Because when you buy the house for $100,000 and you put $20,000 down, 20%, say 25%, $25,000 down, and then you go and you remodel it with another $20,000, sometimes a bank will give you the $20,000 to remodel. Sometimes they won't. So let's just say you have $50,000 in the bank. You can buy a house for $100,000, $25,000 down, $20,000 for rehab, and hopefully it's worth $150,000. Well, you can turn right around and refinance that. And let me do my little cool calculator right here, right now. If it's worth $150,000 and you can cash out 75%, let me see if I'm even close. So you're going to cash out about $112,000. Ideally, if it's worth more, you can get all your initial down payment and your rehab money. That would be the best. You can get all your money back. Say you only get back 112 after expenses, maybe 110. You have 10 grand of your 50K stuck in there. It's not the end of the world. I mean, if you can get all your money back, you can just turn right around and do it again and do it again and do it again and do it again. That is the goal. And that's my timer. But that is the goal. You want to do it that way. If you're in a competitive city, super hard to do that. Very challenging. It's not impossible, but you might have to go out to the outskirts, right, of your city, wherever you're at. If you're in California, New York, well, I don't know. I don't know how that works, but you're in the Midwest, you're in the South. I mean, you can definitely get that done. You can definitely do it. Just find that good deal. Stay on those Facebook groups. Put some ads out on Facebook Marketplace. You're buying a house, you're buying houses, and you should be able to get one. Okay. You should be able to get one. Hopefully you don't have to leave too much money in there. But say you leave 10 grand in there. Okay, great. Well, then you save a little bit of money. You work hard again, save $2,000-$3,000 a month, work hard, rice and beans if you have to, until you get those 10K back. Maybe you get those 10 back in 6 months, you get those 10K back. Do some yard sales. I don't know. Flip some couches, flip some furniture, flip some shoes, flip something. Okay. And make those 10K back and then buy another house and try to get as much money as possible back whenever you go to refinance it. And that way you just keep buying a house. You can buy a house every 6 months. You can buy a house. You're 25 years old. You're 30 years old and you're buying a house, two houses a year. In 10 years, you got 20 houses. Your mortgage has been paid down. Hopefully it appreciated. And at that point, you're cash flowing $200-$300 a month on 20 houses. I mean, that's not bad. That's $5,000-$6,000. So as long as you don't need that money to survive, you can just let it sit there and reinvest it back into the properties. It makes you money. You're making money. Imagine your cash flow is $6,000 a month. Guess what? In 5 months, you have enough, or in a year, you have enough to buy another house. Now with your original 50K, hopefully you save more money and it just keeps compounding, right? The more time you work, the more money you do. Eventually, instead of buying one a month, one every 6 months, you can buy one every 3 months and then you can buy one a month. At some point, you can even take it. And that's just simple without really putting too much time, energy, and effort into buying real estate. Where do you find these loans? Go to local banks. Find out, hey, what do you guys loan on a rental, right? What do you guys loan? What's your loan to value? Go to your real estate meetups. It's really not that hard to buy single family for rentals. I mean, it's just not hard. So I get asked that all the time. Hey, how do I get started? How do I just build a nest egg? Just that simple. Buy some rentals. So the subject of this podcast should be buy some rentals. Super simple. It's not that hard. Get out there and get it done. Do it the right way. Do it the right way. Just do some research and pull the trigger, right? The closer you get to not doing a deal, the closer you get to never doing one. You hear what I just said? The longer it takes for you to do a deal, the closer you get to never doing one. And that's the truth. That's the naked truth. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to leave a review. Follow on Instagram, social media, TikTok. See my stupid dance videos. $1 billion multifamily and commercial real estate Facebook group. Leave a comment. Subscribe. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.